Shem Yishtachrim Hevel Varik, and they bow down to vanity and emptiness and mispal them and they die and they pray. El Yoshia, to a God that can't save them. Now, the truth is, these lines are somewhat controversial in as much as there are those that have the minhag not to say it, because it was taken out by the Christian senses, with El Yoshia being perceived as a reference to Yeshu. The fact I was brought up using a siddur that didn't have it in. But it seems to be the correct nusach and gersa is to have it in. So then what? So the Admor Hazakin, Shnei Zalman of Liadi, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, explains that this is an idea of contrast. Nations of the world bow down, they nullify themselves to complete emptiness. And he says this concept ought to fill us with tremendous simcha and song and praise and thanks to Hashem that he's redeemed us from that. Think what we could have been and realize what we are. So it really is an exercise in contrast and a deep, profound appreciation of the truth, of an awareness that we have the truth, we live for the truth, and we're willing to commit ourselves to the truth. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And this, and perhaps what is the most dramatic moment of Rosh Hashanah, maybe even Yom Kippur as well, is where we close the Aron HaKodesh, for Shehem Yishtachrim Lehevel Varikim Yispalim El Elo Yoshia. It's as if we don't even really want to mention it in front of an open Aron HaKodesh. Then the Aron flings open again. We go down on the floor, V'anachin Karim Yishtachrim Umaydim. In a moment of immense and intense closeness to Hashem and his batlus to Hashem, bringing our heads, the seat of our intellect, to the floor. An exercise in his batness, in nullifying ourselves in front of the Sifrei Torah, in front of the Shechina. In an awareness that we are connected to something so great, so powerful, and so profound. At the same time, that ought to fill us with the sense of mission and purpose that Aleinu is all about. This is not about gloating. We've got the truth and they haven't. It's not about just celebrating the fact that we have Hashem in his Torah. But actually, when read within the context of Aleinu, this is our responsibility. It is our responsibility through our actions and through our conduct to make all of humanity aware of that. And certainly to pave the path for that to happen. Whether it happens now, whether it happens in the days of Mashiach. And it's really a process that joins the dots and carries all of mankind through. We have an active role to play. In order to be able to do that, we need to be acutely and keenly aware of our mission and purpose. We need to understand who we are and what is expected of us and what we're meant to do. But perhaps the main thing, as the Alter Rebbe has said, is that we should be filled with joy. We should rejoice at the opportunity to commit ourselves to a life of truth.